B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Now, and you need to understand this. If you don't know me, let's say you're brand new listening to the show. It's the Get Up Crew. I'm Romero. Pebbles is here.
I just wrote down all three songs.
Melissa. All right, I'll check in a second. I'll check in a second.
I know it's right.
I'll confirm. Wow.
Good.
So again, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, you need to understand if you're brand new to listening, I am fond of a good prank. I am a prank. What?
That's an understatement. Yeah. You downright encourage it.
Yeah,
Not just fond.
Yeah, and I like funny. And I like unorthodox funny, too. I like random funny. Random. I will do things just to entertain. I will do things in a room full of 30, 40 people just to make one person laugh. Mm. I did it when I was on Boston 25 a couple of weeks ago. When they had me on, I made one quick little joke in there that I knew was just literally for Melissa, Leroy, and our producer, Aaron.
I missed it.
You missed it? I'll play it for you.
Oh, I was on my cruise. You talking about when was it? Like
a couple Fridays ago.
Yes,
but when I was
away.
On, yeah.
Damn it!
I knew you would laugh.
Oh.
Leroy, it just literally specifically for you three.
Okay,
all right.
Who is that?
That's how. You might have had Corona or something, but that's how I. That's how I roll. That being said. I don't like this prank. The new one going around with parents on their kids.
Oh, no. Nope. It's mean.
It is mean. And some of them, the ones that turn out a certain way are kind of entertaining. But when the kids get scared,
it makes
my stomach feel funny. And it's the challenge. And see, me saying it is going to make people do it. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so it's a TikTok challenge where parents...
Of course it is.
I want to say it sounds funny, but some of the ones where the kids get scared just make me feel uncomfortable.
No.
The parents are barging into a room. They're either barging into a room or they're like on the phone and the kid's listening. But then the parent just literally goes up to the kid and they're like, let's go outside. And the kid goes, why? Because I'm going to go fight someone right now. And they're bringing their kid.
Oh.
And in case their kid jumps in, I need you to fight them for me.
No.
And some kids literally... don't even answer the parent, get up, and start walking outside. That's a down-ass kid. But some kids get really uncomfortable.
Aww.
And they get, you know, nervous, and they don't want to fight. And those are the ones. Those are the ones.
That's
like,
so awful.
They get to the point of crying, and those are the ones I don't like. I don't like. It makes me feel uncomfortable. They do it to the really, really young kids. You can't do that to the really, really young kids. You do it to a certain age. A certain age where they've already probably gotten into a couple little, you know, a couple little kerfuffles, a couple scraps. So, you know, that's okay. But, yeah, you can't do it to the really, really little kids, you know what I'm saying? But.
You wouldn't do that with your kids.
No.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't know how many of them would fight for me. I know my oldest son would. I don't think any of my. My oldest son would. I don't think any of my older daughter would. And the other ones are just, the other ones are too small. But let's say, in this room, right?
No. I don't like this game.
I'm going to say Leroy because Leroy has the most, I don't know, you've got maybe the least negativity connected to you. Like if I busted in and said, yo, I need you guys to help me fight right, there'd be too many questions. Like nobody would immediately get up and defend me.
I absolutely would ask 100 questions.
Yeah, there'd be like a million questions. So let's say Leroy busts in, right? Guys, I need your help right now. I need you to go fight somebody. Help me fight somebody. Are you down? What's your answer there, Pebbles?
Come on now.
Can I tell you what I think?
What would happen?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm really putting myself in this situation. If that happened, I think surprisingly. I think Pebbles would say, where they at? I think she would be down. I don't think she would ask too many questions. Romero, I think you would be down because you want to show off your jujitsu moves.
He would not be down.
I think he would want to show off his moves.
You know, he would not. not be down for the simple reason of he's always like, oh, if you get in trouble, you deal with your own mess. I ain't getting involved whatever you got going on.
Hold on.
He would not be. No.
That is true to a point.
Yes.
Again, I said this is Leroy. If it happened to Leroy, I knew it wouldn't be his fault. If it happened to you, yes, I'd be like, you probably did something that deserved
See?
It.
But you should at least ask questions.
I would ask questions. Right. I'd be like, what'd you do to piss them off that makes them want to fight you?
See?
I wouldn't.
How much do you owe them that you haven't paid them back? That'd be my question.
Nope.
Melissa, this, what I'm about to say, this is not
you
a shot at you.
No.
I'm dead serious.
No,
listen.
I'm taking myself out. You don't even have to say it.
I wouldn't expect Melissa to fight. And the reason why.
Because I don't like fights.
There you go. And that's a really good thing.
Don't
feel bad about that.
I've never been in a fight in my entire life.
Me neither.
Not one.
Ever.
Melissa would be a one downer. She'd be like, oh, I remember the time somebody wanted to fight me. Suck that day.
Listen, I've never been in a fight in my entire life. Fist fight. It, with the exception of like my brother when we were growing up and I used to take little Louisville Slugger to his head.
You see a bunch of girls surrounding Leroy. Knowing Leroy's not allowed to hit back. All right? You're not going to go in there and defend his ass?
Well, what did he do?
Listen, you know how she was saying she took a bat to her brother's head?
Yes.
Yeah.
When my sister used to fight me.
Yeah.
And I would not hit her back. And one point, my father comes to me and he goes, he's like, she keeps hitting you. Just hit her back once. And I was like, I can't.
Wow.
That's my sister. I couldn't do it.
I got to take Pebbles off the list. Pebbles, you're off the list.
Yeah. I have lots of other skills. Fighting is not mine.
Pebbles, come on,
no,
man. I want you to rage out like the Hulk. Just give a rage punch and
not
crack happen. The ground in half.
Test it.
I try and test it daily.
Oh, my God.
She won't crack.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.